This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. This week, the FBI issued new warnings about romance scams. This morning, KMOX's Debbie Monterey gets advice on how to avoid becoming a victim.
Valentine's Day often makes those who are not in a couple think about romance a little more and how to find that special someone. It also, sadly, gives scam artists a great opportunity. Romance scams are still a thing and seem to be growing in scope. Brian Edwards is joining us. He's the International Investigations Specialist with the Better Business Bureau. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it is sad to think about scam artists taking advantage of people in this way, but this is nothing new. How big of an issue is this right now, do you think, in 2025?
This remains, unfortunately, one of the more pressing scams that we are seeing people fall into. There's various reasons why that is, but this remains an incredibly effective scam in roping people in and then them losing significant amounts of money as well.
What are the most common ways that these scam artists are reaching out to people or reaching people? What are the kind of the typical hallmarks of this that people should be aware of?
Yeah, so I think there's the obvious one is that people are encountering these scams on dating apps, dating websites, and things like that. Scammers make fake profiles. They pretend to be somebody. They have these elaborate backstories, and they reel people in that way, essentially. But the other way is, and it can be a little trickier, is I'm sure that many people have gotten texts or phone calls with voicemails of, you know, somebody saying hello and asking for somebody, whether it's their name or not. And often these are actually kind of the starting points of romance scams as well, where the person will attempt to get in contact with the stranger, say they reached out to the wrong person on accident, sorry, but then they attempt to build a relationship that way.
The thing is that I think a lot of people might say, oh, I would never fall for this. But it's not as if these scam artists are trying to rope you in immediately. They're playing a long game here for the most part.
Yeah, we hear from so many people who say, you know, they thought that they would be somebody who would never fall for a scam like this. But you're absolutely right. These are scams that are happening on the period of not hours or days, but of weeks to months, essentially. So these are very long-term scams, and they are so well organized at this point that the scammers have scripts before these weeks-long, months-long investigations, and they're getting to certain points and then turning to different points in the script. So yeah, these are not kind of a short-term type of scam.
What are the basic things that they are going for? Obviously, cash. They'll say like, oh, I was going to come visit you, but I don't have the money, and could you send me some or whatever? And that would be one we're familiar with. But what are some of the other things that you're finding people are being asked for or involved with?
Yeah, so you hit the nail on the head perfectly. That's kind of the old school type of romance scam where someone asks for money to come to visit somebody. But what we've seen in the last couple of years, and this is actually becoming pervasive, and it's maybe even, you know, starting to take over that type of scam and its frequency, is that these romance scammers will also kind of pretend to be essentially an investment guru or somebody who is very wealthy. And what they'll try to do is try to convince people that they can invest according to either to some plan or invest in something that they have that will make them more money. So they're not actually asking you to hand over money to them. They claim that you're, you know, putting it in, you know, this platform or something like that. But it turns out that platform is actually controlled by the scammer. And we've unfortunately seen, you know, not just money, but people liquidating things like their retirement accounts in scams like this as well, because they think they're investing.
Wow. And then what are the odds of getting that money back? I would imagine when people get scammed this way, they maybe don't report it because of embarrassment or because they don't know who they're supposed to report it to.
Yeah. Multiple factors there, but you've hit on several important parts. Yes, these often take a long time for people to report because, like you said, they are ashamed, or they often still believe that maybe the money might still be coming back. But even once they do report, unfortunately, you know, these are the types of scams where people are, in essence, handing over, you know, cash in effect, and it's very hard to recover the money in these cases.
Who should people report it to?
Yeah, so we always recommend, of course, we'd love for people to report to us at our Scam Tracker platform. You can find that online by searching BBB Scam Tracker. We always recommend that people report any scams to the FTC and the FBI as well. And then we tend to find at the local level, which is helpful, reporting to their attorney's general office. They're often the state-level office that are handling these types of things. And whether it will help or not depends, but we do recommend that people report to, you know, police if they can as well to see if they'll handle it. So that's kind of all of the legal or, you know, nonprofit maybe side of things. But then we also recommend if you were scammed out of, you know, and you had money taken out of your bank account, report it to your bank. If you were scammed and it was related to your 401k account at your investment company that you work with, report it to them as well. So really try to think about all the places that were affected by this and report to as many of them as possible.
You know, Brian, for those of us who have known people who are in one of these fake relationships, it's really hard because those people are so convinced that that person on the other end of the keyboard is a real person who loves them because they've really developed what they think is a relationship. Any tips on what observers can do or family members when you are seeing all these warning signs, but they are not?
Yeah, it's really, really tough to shake that feeling once somebody has it. I myself we've had people report these as scams to us, and I've reached out to them, and they're still kind of a little mixed up about whether this person is legitimate, despite the fact that they reported it to our portal, you know, called Scam Tracker. My biggest recommendation that I often have for people is once you know the details of, you know, what your loved one is involved in, what you can often do is kind of search online for, you know, the details of that scam, because like I had said, these scammers are using essentially what's a script, and they're very similar. And what you can often find are very similar, if not word for word, examples of a scam happening to somebody else. And we often find that when people can see, you know, what they believed were these unique words being said to them by somebody, you know, essentially copied online dozens of times, that can often help people see that something might be off here.
Mm. All right. Well, it's never good news to deliver to someone, but certainly better than losing your life savings. Brian, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah. And thanks so much for having me.
All right. If you're looking for love, just be careful and be cautious. Brian Edwards is the International Investigation Specialist for the Better Business Bureau, joining us on Total Information AM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.